Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Joining us now on the guest hotline powered by Gruber Law, he is NFL analyst for 670 The Score down in Chicago, our sister station here in Milwaukee. Also former Bears head coach, former college football head coach. Now with the Big Ten Network, Big Ten football analyst in the studio. Coach Dave Wansett joins us. Coach, thanks for coming on, man. I appreciate it.
No problem. I'm happy to be on, and this is a fun time of year to be talking football. You got playoffs, and you got college football playoffs and bowl games. A lot going on, absolutely.
But the funny part about it is I want to talk about your history, your past, because during the TV broadcast on Sunday of the Packer game, they brought up that Jeff Hafley coached under Dave Wannstedt back in the day back at Pitt. And when I heard that, I was like, we should get Coach Dave Wannstedt on and see his thoughts on Jeff Hafley, the job he's doing in Green Bay, and what he was like at Pittsburgh when you had him underneath you when you were the head coach there.
Well, Jeff was actually at Albany, I believe, University of Albany, and he was down there visiting us in the spring practice, and I was always the head coach that if young coaches wanted to learn and they would want to come and watch us practice and sit in our meetings, you know, in the spring and in training camp, I was always open to that because coaches were good with me. So Jeff showed up, and then next, like, weekend, we had something, and Jeff was there again, and he was down there recruiting. But every day that he had off, he was coming over and watching. And I kind of made a joke to our defensive coordinator. I said, you know, this Jeff Hafley guy, he's around here so much. I said, if a job opens up, we should just hire him. And don't you know, about 2 weeks or a month later, a secondary job opened. And so I brought Jeff in. And I wasn't sure. You know, obviously you're trying to get a feel for people. But I remember coming in the morning, which, you know, we were going to have a staff meeting at maybe 7 a.m. So I got in there around 6, and I heard voices. And I remember like it was yesterday, walking down the hall, and outside of the defensive back's meeting room, Jeff was in there. Now, he was like the assistant secondary coach at that time. And he was in there with the freshmen at 6 a.m., and he was talking football, teaching them, showing them tape, and doing everything. And this was all on his own before we got into the normal day. And I said to myself, you know, I like the aggressiveness of this guy to want to help players and teach and coach. And then we got a full-time opening, and I moved him up to the secondary. And then when I left Pitt, I'll be honest with you, Greg Schiano called me up and said, hey, I got a spot or two. Who are your one or two best guys? And I said, Jeff Hafley. And then Greg hired Jeff, and the rest is kind of history.
You know, eventually he obviously gets his own head coaching job as well, and then ends up in the NFL with Matt LaFleur. Packer fans are dreading the day that if he gets hired by another NFL team to be a head coach and they lose him as defensive coordinator, Packer fans very happy with the job he did last year. And then obviously adding Micah Parsons makes things a little bit easier, but the job that he's done this year as well, do you feel like he is a good fit to be an NFL head coach?
Yes, I do. You know, I talked with Jeff when he was at Boston College, and I think he would have been a success. If the NIL and the craziness of college football didn't kick in, I think he'd still be at Boston College as a head coach. But, you know, in today's college football world, as you know, I remember talking to him when he took the job at Green Bay. I said, Jeff, what are you doing? And he says, Coach, two of my best players, and I won't tell you the school they went to, he says, just signed for a bunch of money with two schools that they thought were better opportunities, and we just can't compete on that level. And, you know, and that's unfortunately what college football is into nowadays. So is he ready to be a head coach? I think he's got a great background. I think he's... You know, the best thing about Jeff, I think, is he's a great communicator with people, whether it be players or staff members, owners, media. I think he can communicate well. He's really a smart guy. And, you know, he's been in the league enough and he knows enough people that and hopefully a little bit of influence when he was with me and stuff. I would always talk about, you know, having the right people around you. I mean, that was Jimmy Johnson's theory. I carried that with me everywhere I was, Bears, Dolphins, and Pitt as a head coach. It's your people, you know. I mean, you know, so you got to have obviously good people around you as far as assistant coaches, and I think Jeff would do that.
So Dave Wannstedt joins us here on Wisconsin Sports Daily, served up by Wendy's, joining us on the guest hotline powered by Gruber Law. Coach, when we talk about the NIL and the craziness going on in college football, I saw you guys had a chance to talk with Badgers head coach Luke Fickell last week, and of course talking about his wrestling days and what he looks for in recruits and how wrestling ties into all of that and so forth. But in the state of the Badgers right now is not the same state of the Badgers as it was with Barry Alvarez, Brett Bielema, and even Paul Chryst. If we're being honest right now, it's kind of gone the wrong direction. Everybody was excited when they brought in Luke Fickell. He started talking about competing for a national championship, competing about the playoff, and so forth. What do you make of Wisconsin and then the Badgers themselves deciding to stick?
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. If Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day. Yeah?
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
With Luke Fickell going forward.
Number one, I'm a fan of Luke Fickell's. I think he knows what he's doing and he will get it done. I am glad that they kept him. I will say that on the record. I think that Luke, you know, just last weekend, you mentioned last Friday on the Big Ten show, and I do, he was on there, and he was up front and talked about it. That because I said, God, your defense, you're playing a lot of young players, and I see your defense getting better and starting to grasp your concepts. And I really noticed that from year one. But offensively, and I really didn't have to get into much, you know, you've gone from the wide open offense to more of a run offense, and you've changed between changing quarterbacks and changing coordinators. You really don't, in the Big Ten conference with the teams you're playing, if you get into that cycle, it is tough. And then injuries. So you got injuries, change of quarterbacks, change of offensive coordinators and philosophy. It's tough to win in that environment. I think he's really got it figured out now. I think they're going to, you know, support him totally. I made the example that back in the day, if there was a good player in the state of Wisconsin, I remember saying, oh, God, he's a lineman, offense, defensive lineman. He's going to Wisconsin. Don't even go up there and try to recruit him. But in today's NIL world, where money's involved, I think, yeah, there's not that many players in the state of Wisconsin. You know, I think Barry Alvarez once said there were probably around 10 players in the state that were top players. Now, probably 8 of them would go to Wisconsin, maybe all of them, I don't know, back in the day. Now, everybody's a national recruiter, and everybody's got money to spend. And so it's really changed the landscaping of recruiting and saying how many players you have in your state, and you're going to own your state and all that stuff. Same way in Pennsylvania. I mean, you know, with Pitt, when I was at Pitt, we owned Western Pennsylvania. Nope, you could come in there, but we were going to keep you. And nowadays it's not that way. So, you know, it's changed. It has changed. And I think Luke, I think he'll be fine. I really, really do.
What about Brett Bielema, the job that he's done in Illinois, obviously being a former Badger coach, Badgers in Illinois coming up the next game. Obviously, Badger fans will have nothing more to beat Brett Bielema at Illinois, but he clearly has turned that program around in short order.
He has. You know, and I know Brett pretty well. I mean, I went down and spent a few days with him, actually, when he was down at Arkansas. And I'll tell you what, it's how you tell if a program is a top winning program, in my opinion, is everybody can win a game once in a while or you know, 4 or 5 times, 6 times a year. But can you win consistently, and can your team be prepared, and can your team go out and play at a consistently high level week after week after week? That's what separates the championship teams from the average teams. And Brett Bielema has done that. I mean, the guy really, their team, you look at the last few years, particularly now he's kind of got his foundation settled in there. They have consistently been ready to play, come out of the gate, and played at a high level, you know, pretty much week after week. And that's why he's closing in on a possible 10-win season again, which obviously we all know has never, ever been done at the University of Illinois.
One last question. Coach Dave Wattstad joins us now here on the Guest Hotline, powered by Gruber Law. I'm Wisconsin Sports Daily, served up by Wendy's. Steve Sparky Pfeiffer with you. Are the Bears for real, Coach? Are we buying into the Chicago Bears? Because I don't think Packer fans are buying in quite yet, even though the Bears are in first place at this point. Obviously, you've watched them all year long. You've watched Caleb Williams with Ben Johnson now. What are your thoughts?
Well, I would ask you the same question. Are the Packers for real?
The Packers have a lot of stuff that they continue to shoot themselves in the foot with, so we'll see about that. But, yeah, I think that they can be for real. But, again, you can't drop 7 balls in a game, obviously.
Okay. I'm just not that I'm a little partial here with the Bears, but I just wanted to get your opinion on that. No, but in all seriousness, the Bears are a much improved team, I will say that. And – you know, I summed it up this way yesterday talking to somebody. You can win one game being lucky. And like, if you're going to win four, five, six games in a row, you have to be doing some good things.
Yep.
And the Bears are doing some good things. You know, are they a dominant team? I don't think anybody in Chicago would say that. But are they a team that it's the what's changed with their culture since Ben Johnson's gotten there is when you play the Bears, you better be ready to play them till the clock says zero and the final whistle blows. Because this team is if there's a chance, they are going to try to win the football game on you. And that's been a big change, I think, mentality for the Bears football team since Ben Johnson's gotten there.
Okay, I lied. I got one more. Have you seen enough from Caleb Williams to make you think he's the guy going forward?
Yes, I have. Yeah, and I think that I think as he gains experience in this offense, you know, the biggest thing that's missing right now is that big play action passes that you see with Detroit. But I think they're coming. I think they are coming. And, you know, the things that Ben's working on, we're running the ball better. Caleb, he's using Caleb's legs. He's just kind of figuring out what he can and can't do. You know, and Dennis Allen is really a good defensive coordinator. We don't, you know, we got some really good players. We don't have some dominant players in certain areas, but no, and they're all on the same page here too. You know, I mean, I've been up here obviously several times, and you know, they've all kind of been tied in together. I was talking about Jeff Hafley getting a staff together that he trusts. That's how it is up at the Bears with Ben and Dennis Allen, and all of the coaches are all tied in someplace between Detroit and New Orleans and Miami. They've all kind of crossed paths and worked together. So it's a group that's all talking the same talk, and I think that's you're seeing that on the football field.
Of former coaches that do what you do for a living, I think you're the best. I mean, I listen to you from time to time on The Score. I think you're amazing and do a great job. So I love the fact that you're in the media and stay in the media, and please don't ever leave it. Dave Wannstedt, 670 The Score NFL analyst, former Bears head coach and NCAA head coach as well. Catch him now on the Big Ten Network as an analyst in the studio talking Big Ten football. Coach, thanks for coming on, man. I appreciate it.
Anytime. Thank you, guys.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, And you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.